supervisors, police county board supervisors to order. You have to do that. Okay. In session, if everyone stand for pledge allegiance, follow our local signs.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Moving to attorney administrator's report, Mr. Mills.
I actually have nothing tonight, Mr. Chairman, unless there's questions from the board. Just kind of put that away for tomorrow night, so.
Any questions from the board? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and move into the work sessions. Police county board supervisors, gentlemen, welcome.
Thank you.
We'd like to start. We'd be more than happy to kick off with, obviously, we have received your memorandum. Don't have copies of it in front of us, I don't believe, but that's okay.
Good, I could pull it up.
The, obviously, it generated a fair amount of conversation at our end of the desk, and certainly, an interesting proposition, there's no question about that, so. I'm trying to go ahead and begin.
First of all, let me say that we're bonding. Okay, try to come out of the way.
A man's rush hour is legendary.
No way, a 53 is plus.
Here we go.
That's a trade.
We're like killing him, but that's really what we appreciate the opportunity to come over here with this afternoon. And we hope that it's a good group for both sides. But we also think that we're still on time when we're coming up with a path, if you will, that at least can make this, at least impact the opportunity as we can make it. And we also we're willing to fund the whole project. But we think that coming along, the most we have to acquire is maybe 5, certainly no more than 10 feet addition to the existing easement. Certain agreement half and half. I think that's fine.
the real concern is whether or not once you guys go ahead and make the water pipeline, you know, it's vested by the James River Water Authority, whether or not Levanta County would be able to tap into that land at any point in time. Would that be acceptable?
I think
it would be. Obviously, no cost to Louisa County.
It's divided, if you will, but one way, or even if you can, perhaps. Again, it's not limited. In fact, the reason is that you get a million and a half, you get a million and a half, and that's where we're achieving. We're going to come out with that, and we may even, if you got to reapply, we may even reapply for more.
Yeah. So,
but those are things to be determined yet. Those are things to be worked out yet.
Talk, if you will, hear.
Glad it's good to hear.
Well, so yeah, good. We'll need to do some additional consideration. And I certainly don't want to limit the open rule to any other board members who want to comment on the customer at this point. Comment?
Any comments from the planning board?
You're wanting us to vote on that board. What about some member at large that would not have an interest in the way the board's do that, that would be neutral if both boards could agree to that?
Well, that's something I have to offer. Consideration.
Who would that miracle person be?
Maybe you'd like to serve on that.
Could come back, might not even be.
Sure, that's right.
I think the real question centers around if there is an intent to go ahead and build it out further. You're talking $40 or $50 million. I mean, originally that was the original scope. It would come up 15, up the Karima Bluff area, come up 15, you know, almost like a backwards question mark. Come back around backwards Zion's Crossroads. If you guys are going to go ahead and do the raw water plant, what additional expense do you anticipate beyond what I believe has been sketched out to be an $8 million project? Where would the other $42 million be committed at that rate?
Well, I don't know, Rob, you have to remember that number that's been tossed around is the intake structure that we have to build. It's already existing anyway. So we have to build an intake structure to align the pumps, the treatment plant, and we use it, and then we have to run the lines down to two bedrooms or part
of the pump. So you would anticipate that there would be treated water coming down?
We treat water every half of the
250.
Go ahead. That's correct.
And not coming up 250 design? Why is this option different or more cost effective to both parties than the original schematic?
I mean the 1015?
Yeah.
You don't want it.
Well the last agreement
actually brought it up to 15 and then brought it up, I guess it was 15 to Palmyra and then brought it up 53 to right about the Monticello area and then brought it up on the women's prison and then brought it back down. So again, look at Adam's question. That was the original draft. And that was about a $50 to $55 million project. The one that I'm hearing today is about a $50 million project. So differences being what they are, I'm just curious as to what precisely the advantages are of one over the other.
Well, $1 million
retail. Plus the fact that when we get to Louisa, we'll run a lot of that line to begin with. This way we'll get finish line up to 50. We'll confirm that, which is one of the Arizona exercise crossroads.
Once it passes through the plant, it'll be finished.
Right.
And also, well, that might be the end. That's what other people come in, that would be the end. 250 will be gone to the newsletters.
So the question that comes down to who, does the GRWA own the plant? Well, the GRWA own the plant. And be the seller of water.
We talked about Louisiana Water Authority being the one to take it on because we can't do the liquid water to the county. Louisiana Water Authority would then run a flex operation in county or authority in the county. That's been talked. I'm sure if you want to talk about it further, we can consider further. But at this point, my understanding is. Once we delivered it into the county, then we would process the water without authority.
So we're really talking about a $50 million project here. We're not talking about an $8 million project. Is that correct?
Well, I don't think it's $8 million.
So what we talked about was the pipeline up. Mm-hmm. Not the plant. Talk about the plant, that's a different issue.
If the plant is going to be essentially operated and constructed and operated by the LCEWA, then that's really kind of out of the purview of the JRWA. You want raw water to go to there. If the new plant that you're planning in Franklin Fair, wherever you plan, is a JRWA asset, then it's a whole different story. Because Fluvanna County wouldn't necessarily have any stake in the LCWA water treatment plant, other than we may want to be a customer someday. But what we've really been discussing is the intake, the delivery system, and raw water pipes to the Louisa County line, and then to wherever you go, till it gets to a treatment plant. That would be part of JRWA, I would assume.
Till it gets to the treatment plant.
Right, exactly.
So we were, have considerations at this point. We've basically been on half side table for what we've had. But have thoughts at this point, we would get that plant in Louisa, near where you come into Louisa.
But I guess the clarification that's needed is that's going to be an LCWA plant, I'm assuming.
Well, that's what we're discussing.
Yeah, so in this discussion, from a JRWA perspective, really what we're talking about is getting the intake moved from Primo towards Columbia.
That's right.
Getting the intake installed there, built and installed, a raw water pipeline of indeterminate size, running up along the Columbia pipeline area into Louisa and terminating at wherever you're going to put your plant. In the future, at some stage, then Fluvanna County may want to purchase water, may want to run raw water line back, we may want to run trunks off it, out of the JRWA. And maybe we will then have to build a plant and have a water authority, or have a joint agreement sometime in the future for a JRWA treatment plant, if that's the way it goes in the future. But for now, you're talking about an LCWA plant, and really, an intake to a terminus at a plant, and that's the part that's the JRWA.
That's right. Why would Louisa County spend $45 million and give up half 50% of control of the plant? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, the same thing applied when we had the agreement that the plant would be built at Pleasant Grove. When we talked in the original old agreement, we would do the same thing, and that would be along to the JRWA. We did not.
But that was where it was split the money, too.
Pardon me?
That was when also there was split the money.
Correct. But that's still the case. That's
The difference is
you're coming through our
property.
The difference is, though, you're coming through our property, not just your property.
But I don't think there's a question about ownership of the Louisa-based, Louisa County Water Authority's water treatment plant.
Do you guys have a preference on who runs and operates the treatment plant?
Obviously, if you guys would like to go ahead and run the treatment plant and then go ahead and run the pipeline all the way down to Shannon Hill and Gum Spring and beyond, by all means, knock yourselves out. In terms of the James River Water Authority, there's no tangible benefit to Louisa County to have those truck lines run down there. We figured that would be your interest in making that happen. And more than you guys have any interest in making sure we run things to Fort Union and Palmyra and that one is present. So for the James River Water Authority in scope, perhaps it's best to just go ahead and build the trunk from Columbia to Birdwood and then have the treatment plant in Louisa's hands. And if you choose to run up the Zions Crossroads and a thirsty Louisa comes back and says we'd like some water, we'd certainly appreciate consideration in that regard. But if that's your business, the James River Water Authority running a raw water trunk, makes total sense, does it not?
No, and I think that's exactly what we're talking about.
I think if you ever wanted to pay for
it, if you ever were in a finance position where you wanted to pay for half of it, it might be a discussion to form an authority then, where we can take the plant.
If you guys are going to go ahead and build the treated water plant yourself, that's certainly your business in doing so. Again, for the Savannah side of the line, though, I mean, that's residential pressures are a bit of a concern. In any event, I mean, that's just part of Parliament. And I'm sure you guys are fully aware and have discussed that as well. The same treatment would be for running just raw water through the Rural Preservation District. I mean, it's one more step towards growth. Not that I would anticipate anything going in that part of the matter for the next 50 or 100 years, but it is what it is.
And the good part is you'd have to build a treatment plant before they could use it anyway. So.
And with that and everything else. So and roads, sewer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. For the James River Water Authority, though, I think that, Louisa is willing to go ahead and put the money down the barrel and get that there. And Louisa wants to go ahead and grow along the 64 spine. Go for it. I wish you all the luck in the world and all the best intentions. For Atlanta County, I think that makes sense for us and, to allow that to occur. There's certainly no benefit in us being obstructionists in that regard. And I think we welcome that kind of partnership.
Well, it sounds like to me, just want to
Remo to Columbia, and what's the timeline?
Dale, you may know more than time, maybe not. We can go, I don't think there's a problem.
You are, okay.
But I don't know the time.
I think 60 days is reasonable.
No, but for the huge...
I didn't think it was that quick.
For the jar.
If they do, but as much, I don't think we're going to keep them much care according to the environment.
Yeah.
That includes 60 days is definitely...
That includes...
Excuse the government.
Yes, he government.
As well.
Sir.
That include request to increase again?
That would like to take longer.
Is there any...
Just the intent would probably be the 60 to 90 days. Just perfect for that.
I would say, yes, I think that's reasonable to expect. We should have some answer upon which we can base the engineering within that time period. We'll know very quickly what their concerns are about relocation. Allocation size is a different matter.
But it seemed like to me that if we're going to do that, we want to go ahead and make it known that we want to increase, because if we're looking at servicing different areas and in the future, Blue Valley looking at servicing different areas, you do the inquiry for the increase all at the same time.
From an engineering perspective as well, if you had a larger permit, you may want to size your intake structure somewhat differently.
At this point, you have a million and a half to move out, a million and a half to move.
Correct, yes, sir.
Justify the additional areas in the new systems.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair.
Would you guys have any interest in increasing your percentage
of water now?
To has water on
it. I guess that'd be up to you guys.
It's possible.
While we're doing it, doing it together.
It's a possibility. It's a possibility.
Why wouldn't you want to increase it? A million and a half. Now, you wouldn't want to increase it. The permit request.
Well, I would think Commonwealth Virginia is going to be your...
We have to live in this.
Commonwealth Virginia is going to be your... The real question, gentlemen, is going to be whether or not... obviously, Columbia's had a very checkered history in terms of floods. So you may very well find out that the Remo location may be better suited than a Columbia location. I don't know that for sure. I'm just purely speculating in that regard. But if it's possible, then it's practical. And we should proceed.
We have
the opportunity to see it. That is absolutely what we're going to do. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. It will not take 15 years this time, I promise you.
Thank you guys very much.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Look forward to
something.
24 minutes to sort out 15 years.
It's not really 15.
Back in
So you had some work to go coming up on the books.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Only one guy on the board.
Spoker, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Passes 5-0. General budget discussion, Mr. Nichols.
Mr. Chairman, I've got really anything you'd like to pull, if there's any questions or things. I do have a couple changes to what you looked at last week, late on possible options. There's been a whole variety of different things that Barbara and Eric and I have been working on through the week on changes to budget plans. Last week I showed you some scenarios where you could move this, change this, add this, and slide money around within the existing framework of the 79 cent budget that's there, or other types of other budgets as well. Probably about half of those numbers have changed since last week. If it's the board's will, I'll go through those. If not, we can move on to whatever you request. But, or if any specific questions you have on the budget or CIP, I'd like to kind of, again, like last week, know those a little bit so that we can prepare and get numbers ready before you actually advertise a budget and a tax rate tomorrow night.
Any discussion from the board?
What you said, there are some changes in the budget.
Well, no.
No.
My accounting administrator's budget that I presented you is exactly as it is. There has to be some changes to it because some budget figures have changed.
Okay.
For instance, the emergency manager position.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to leave the budget exactly as it is because we've lost that emergency manager. Now we'll be hiring. It's likely that the new person coming in may be a different framework or different type of person. Let's say they come in with a family and they want a family health care plan. I don't want to not have that budget. And the rate we paid the previous one is different than what we had budgeted for, and then we reduced it. But because we was higher, we planned for next year. There's a couple of the personnel issues on things that have changed. Where personnel issues were approved last spring after the firings, and never got recorded back into the personnel system, even though they were funded, even though they were paid. They're not identified. There's a variety of social services. Pay plan has changed dramatically because I've got some additional language from our county code. Essentially says that social services is not part of our compensation plan. If that's the case, then they follow the state compensation plan, the state raises. I pulled them on large, and I've got to show you those new figures in there.
I guess it sort of bothers me that when we start playing around, and don't mean that loosely, but some of these figures at all, at least the last time, they sort of were questionable, or I think we're going to do this. And sometimes I think we're just as well let those alone, leave those alone, and work with the ones that we know definitively pretty well. And because I think that gives people sometimes the wrong impression, and oh, heavens, the board has 300,000, 400,000 to play around with. And I don't think we really have that much. We don't know that we do. And I think we need to know more definitively what we exactly have, and maybe where that should go, because I'm going to make a proposal to the board here on one thing to change one thing tonight anyway. So that's sort of the way I feel about these figures that are going back and forth and changing them. I know tonight, legitimately, you have some changes. I can hear that. But some of the things we talked about the last time comes in sort of at the last minute. No, and I think sometimes it's better to leave alone and go with what we have.
The other thing was we had a discussion on the munis of the school end, and they don't intend on needing that money this year for munis.
Their intention is to request you to move that money.
They don't need the money this year for munis. It's my question. They're not going to implement munis this year.
No. If you fund it, it would be implemented starting in January.
So they are going to do it.
Because here's what funded. They don't have a choice.
Right. Here's the situation. If we transfer that money from munis to another CIP project, they're going to come back next year, and we're going to have to fund munis at $185,000 next year. And I'm definitely against removing that this year. It's in our budget.
I agree with you, Mr. Caldwell. I agree with you. I'm not advocating that it comes out. I'm advocating it stays. And this is Keller knows that I'm advocating this day.
All right, just so I'm saying.
And one of the things...
That's one of Mr. Weaver's points.
So we have a good budget.
It's like we're buddies tonight.
Because you did a great job. You're my special friend. But we do have things that you have to know that have changed. And if this were easy, anybody could do this. And if Eric and Barbara hadn't found some of these things, we would be coming back to you in July or August or September or October saying we need more money for this thing, this thing, this thing. And then you would say legitimately, well, why didn't you find it before? Why didn't you review it before? Because you can't possibly know everything until stuff comes along. The state changes on social services, the state raises and stuff, is just brand new.
And doesn't take a genius.
Well, it may not take a genius, but it certainly takes people with lots of dedication and hard work and understanding of all the parts of the business. I mean, I understand you don't want to mess with it too much. I'm not suggesting you mess with the total dollar value or anything. I'm just suggesting there are things that you should approve now so you don't have to go back and pay for it later.
Sure. And that's what I'm saying about the $400,000. Because what you're saying, I hear you saying now, is we need part of that for these other things because we found them in the meantime.
And Don, now's a good time to hit on yours.
Yeah, and one thing I want to bring up here, whether the board approves it or not, I think we need more money in contingency for emergency. We know there's going to be some little bills coming up next year and all. And what I'm proposing, where we have fast pay income wedge. You know, we have $335,000 there. I'm going to propose that we take $100,000 out of that and put it over it, add it into the contingency for emergency for next year. I think we really need something in that area. And I think that will be more fair to the whole county if we get something like this. So that's my proposal, to do that with the $335,000, make it $235,000.
And you're saying you remove that from this? That would be
it would still be in the budget, except it would go under contingency.
What would it do to the salary wedge?
Where would it take it to about zero?
Huh?
Take it to about zero. Here's why.
Yeah,
this is one of the new things I need to show you. Look at the two yellow boxes. Of the 335, 112 of that is for social services. And you don't have a choice on that. And that's to take them to the 40-hour. To pay them. And then the 3% state raise, some of which we get money back for that. We'll show you that on the other sheet. The staff one is only 223 total. If you take 100,000 out of that, you're down here 123, and you're talking not even, well, barely a 2% across the board.
How many people does that include, the 223,000? How many? How many personnel is that cut on our staff?
Right here.
Well, 40 on EMS, 779 on the board of contingency, you know, a lot of that board of contingency, Eric, what was the total, 75? For rent for Davenport, renting end of the year, or just a transfer?
There's something coming up about the board of contingency for 79.
Which would use the 79.
Which would use it.
Yeah, so for this year.
So you can't count on that 79.
Can't count on carrying it forward?
Right.
Yeah, you absolutely cannot count on carrying it forward. There are some carry forwards. There are some carry forwards for that.
But if you do nothing with it, it goes into the general fund anyway, you know.
General fund, or as you designate it, just
yes, or as you designate it. But if you don't designate it, it goes into the general fund.
Absolutely. And I would not recommend carrying anything forward unless it's for a specific board approved purpose and intended sure. For, especially a carry on function.
How do you think this board ever got the reserves that we have right now of $7.5 million that we have? And that's the way we've done it, is we didn't try to spend every penny that we had because it went into the general fund.
Agreed. I'm not advocating at all that carryover should be the norm. Carryover should be the exception. The only time they should go forward is if you've got an ongoing program that money
sure.
Was intended for.
Sure. I think
and
you
just
haven't
got it spent, and it goes forward. But that's kind of what our policy already calls
yes.
For, and the board's been very judicious about that.
So I think we're pretty clear.
Well, okay, so let's go to a 79. This is kind of the sheet you saw last week with a bunch of updates to it. So,
do you have printouts for this?
Yeah, they're in front of you. Second page will be the 79. On top of each section shows the number. There's this specific one is on the handouts in front of you. So it's on the top of page 2. Is the 79. So I've got scenarios. If you look down the bottom screen, there's just scenarios for all different kinds of tax rates down there. But they all have all the basic same thing is except for tax revenue. So the social services pay increase, that's the state portion that would come back to us. That's the state portion we get on the taking them to 40 hours. Those are new figures from last week. CSA, I know there's some trepidation about that. I feel comfortable with it. And I think it's the reasonable thing to do. They've asked for a $194,000 increase. I would suggest take it down to a $244,000 increase. I would take it down to $100,000. The comp board, these two numbers are very solid. It's additional funds we'll get from the state for comp board salaries. You don't have to give those to the individuals because it just supports the salaries because they're already above the pay and they're included in our pay plan. Personal property, that's the additional revenue we've gotten from Mr. Sherwood. The county pay plan is actually $1,000 less. When you break them out, social services and county, when you break them out, the adjusted county pay plan on the 5432 is actually $1,000 less. State, the social services, though, because they've got that 3% built in now coming from the state, and we don't get that fully funded from the state, we don't have a choice. It's a 3% push by the state. That's the increase. There's the CSA balance off for this. $40,000 of that is ours. $110,000 coming from the state. The health plan, that changed significantly last week. I said 32,000 change, but there are a variety of people that have come on the plan that have come on the plan, and those are included now. And whenever that changes, I've got to adjust those figures, and I don't want to do it after the budget's published. The health stipend, if you take that away, it's built in as a $1,200 stipend for someone who does not take our health plan. You take that out, that's a $25,000 saving. Economic development, we were talking about before. We'll get back to OPEB in a minute. Circuit court judge, we feel very comfortable that we don't need the funding that's there. It's always been overfunded. Nonprofits, you've already said 10,000. You know, that's where you wanted to end up last week. That's where you ended. We left it there. Blue Ridge Juvenile Detention Center, that's the budget. It's our share. You don't have a choice. It's what it's going to be. The ambulance, that's a decision to make. Do you want to fund it fully at 150, which is what they've asked for? Do you want to fund it nothing, because it's not in my budget now, or do you want to fund it halfway and have them go after grant? In my budget, it's not funded at all. The 150 is not funded. If you want to add it back in, it's either 150K back in or 75K. The sheriff's stipend, that includes the E911 sheriff's stipends for staff, for about 12 or 14 staff, and it includes master deputy program funding, 12,600.
Central Virginia Regional Jail. Fortunately, Eric has been on the ball on this stuff in Washington. I got the budget immediately after the sheriff went to their final budget meeting. They sent it directly to me because they sent it to the county administrators. Our portion for next year has officially been adopted at $63,000 less.
Now, why did it go down from the $270,000?
I don't even know.
They had a benefit from that aid to localities going away, so they got a benefit from that also.
Locally.
So does this mean then, in the following year budget, we put $279,000 in it, and then that's going to be paid off? Is that what I understand?
No, this is operations.
This is operations. Not the CIP side.
Yeah, this is not, for debt, this is operations.
Okay.
And in this case, this is one of the... I understand your point, Mr. Reeder, when you don't want lots of changes to it. If it were that easy, truly, anybody could do it. If you didn't know about this $63,000 change, one of you would say, well, how come we didn't know about the $63,000 change when we got it in March? Or you could say, why didn't we know about the $59,000 bill when we knew about it in February? Because I'm on that board, and because I know that that's the number. And then on the last one, there because of the multiple changes in different folks, and because of the firings last year, the terminations last year, because of, there was also some promotions built at the same time that the board approved and concurred. There was four or five promotions at the same time. Those didn't get mixed into the pay plan, even though people are actually getting paid for that. And I want to make sure it's not left out of next year's budget. We have to get to it. So there's black numbers and red numbers. Goods and bads, but when you balance those out, that's a $90,000 adjustment on the revenue side and $90,000 on the expenditure side. And what I left is whatever leftover is out of that money, I left it in schools because it's the only place I know that I didn't. So all these other things are funded fully to my satisfaction. Maybe not to yours, but they're funded fully to my satisfaction with these changes. The leftover is stuck there. That's why it's marked yellow.
Well, the ambulance is a CIP coming out of...
No, the ambulance is not because it's for Lake Monticello, Mr. Ellenbrook. It's one that we buy, we just give them money and they buy it because we don't own it. It's Lake Monticello's ambulance. The other ambulance is for our department, for Fluvanna Rescue. We own and we put those in CIP. Lake Monticello Rescue and Lake Monticello Fire only come out of operating budget.
If we do the 75, that's backs them up 6 months.
6 months, yes.
If we do 150, they're not going to put in for the grant and it would cost us an extra 75.
Indeed. And I'm recommending you either don't fund the ambulance this year, or you only fund it 75 and make them go after the grant.
Well, if we fund it 75, it gives the incentive to go after the grant.
Well, they won't have a choice.
And what happens if we don't get the grant and we put in 75?
Then next year you find another 75 and it builds up to 150 and they buy an ambulance out of that. But.
And it doesn't change, and it's repeatable. It's a repeatable budget. Yes.
It's a good one. And while I understand it's a delay, it truly is a six-month delay rather than 1 year delay.
I agree.
If you go look at the ambulance in question, it's literally held together by duct tape. It needs to be replaced. It's not beat up. They take care of the equipment, but it's seen its service.
It's so old. It's so old. The body won't fit on the chassis. On the 2014 chassis.
I think we should go with 75.
And on every one of these pages that are down there, the pages you have, the numbers are exactly the same, except for the top line. On that line right there. The only thing that changes when you go from these different tax rates is the tax revenue that would be accrued and the extra I put in schools because it's the only thing that I didn't have funded. These were funded. They happened there. I just put the leftover there.
If we accomplish anything tonight, let's clean that up, that page up. If you want to back up.
Clean it up.
Decide what we're going to leave in there and what we're not.
Yeah, and this will affect every one of the tax rates down there. And there, this is the one we're on.
Can you go down the list to all of the tax rates that you have figured out? I said, just from 5 to 79.
Well,
can we go to 79.25?
Mrs. Booker, they look all exactly the same.
Exercise, and I like to have it at your
size.
They look exactly the same.
Okay.
They look exactly the same. Everything on it is the same except for that top line. Additional revenue, and then whatever the additional revenue was, I applied against the schools, because all the other lines from here down are exactly the same on every page.
Uh-huh.
So there's an 80.
Uh-huh.
There's 80 and a half.
What?
81, and then an equalized rate. But that's what you see on this sheet. That's the tabs at the bottom. This is the summary of all those tabs. Current budget, county administrator's proposal. 79 with some adjustments. 79.5, 80.5, etc.
Can we go back to that screen then?
Which one?
First one. Until you clean that up, you got no.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
Until you clean this up, you're not sure.
No, and that's what I want you to do. I want you to tell us.
Yeah, and
these are acceptable or not acceptable.
And I'm worried about the health plan.
I'm worried about the CSA.
See, we've all got an issue with
this. The CSA will be fine. Well,
in the past, they've come.
Yeah, way in the past.
Set aside to handle new hires and changes in personnel things and benefits.
Or from employment to
a Yeah, of course. Yeah, absolutely. If somebody goes from a family plan to an employee-owned plan,
you never know.
Right.
Way.
Well, that's why the personnel contingency is there, and that's why you don't program every department with an extra $30,000 just hoping that will cover healthcare. That's what the personnel contingency is.
That's the way I'm talking about CSA.
Sean, do you have anything?
Nobody wants to
change
that.
No.
I didn't talk about OPEB. The reason I would recommend doing it now is because we've been overfunding OPEB for years here. Other post-employment benefits. Barbara's been checking with other localities. Many other localities don't fund it at all. And we've overfunded it for multiple years. So if you don't fund it at all next year, you won't miss it as far as the dollar, and then the year after, if you want to fund it again, we certainly want to fund it at 160.
But you can start funding it and then stop funding it?
We're not required to fund it at all.
Oh.
I think we ought to take the $75,000 then for the animals, take it out of the $325,000 at the top.
Yes?
Yeah.
To fund the whole animal?
No, just $75,000.
No, it's already done. This is
already done. It's still $325,000.
Yes. This
adds up. You need $75,000.
No, all this adds up to $90,000 more net. And this adds up to $90,000 more net. So,
all right.
Yeah, on any one of the plans, I mean, if you go to the next plan, that's the
Well, guys, let me ask this real quick. I mean, regardless as to whether I'm 79 or 81.4, these two bottom rows don't change at all.
Right.
That's correct. Is everybody here comfortable with incorporating that into the advertised budget?
I am.
Great.
Even now, as a county, has schools 325.
Well, I don't know how that comes. You can't incorporate those into your advertised budget unless you take action on the remaining money, because you can't have.
Yeah, I don't think you should. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you've got the. I mean, okay. So all the changes though can be incorporated in there. Right? Even as a baseline, it's only on the outside, you can still put 325. Now, if you're advertising 814, I mean, the only thing that's changing is the amount of money going to the schools.
Right, exactly. On that one, so everything from down here is exactly the same.
Right, so again, those change, I mean, these structural changes here, is there any opposition to making those changes?
Except for
it's 79 cents or 81 cents or whatever the case may be. The only thing that's changing at that rate, if you accelerate or decelerate the rate, is the amount of school funding. So it's 79 cent rate. If all that changes, is everybody comfortable with that? And then, you know, you're talking about the tax rate.
I think what Don was saying is he's not comfortable at 79 cents.
That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the budget. So is everybody comfortable with those changes?
So, does anyone have any, like, take it off the table problem with these ones that are highlighted?
No.
There's only a couple we have choices on.
We're good. Okay. Great. So $325,000 is for the schools.
It's there.
Okay. And then the rest of it's just a matter of discussing the tax rate. And that's it.
And you're going to do all that tomorrow night?
Yes.
See, that way.
Yes.
Well, I'm not suggesting center rate tonight, but I'm suggesting that if there's any big rock issues left to be talked about, we better...
It's not like there's any big rock issues left in the budget at this point at all.
I think we're good.
It's like I said, big rock is the...
Yeah, that's good budget.
It's the elephant room. So it's...
The issue is the school.
So I think over the budget, I think we're prepared for an advertised budget at this rate. The question is the amount of school funding. That's exactly right.
I can't add these into the budget now. I'll have to add it tomorrow night on the fly, because you'll have to see the changes. Then you're going to have to see.
Why would you have to add it in? Why wouldn't you just bring it to the board proposed?
I cannot put these in the budget because we will be $325,000 off.
No, because you'll take $325,000 and you'll put it towards the school budget.
Okay, well, that's if you want me to apply these and put it in there, yeah.
Yes.
I can do that.
Yes,
sure. We'll determine tomorrow. I'll have an extra column. It'll have your current one, the co-ed budget, the county administrator's budget, and an extra column which is reflects these
the transfers. Advertised rate.
Or the advertised, the proposed advertised rate, whatever.
Sure.
But we have not decided on an advertised.
That's what's right.
So tomorrow we'll do that. So basically what you're going to have up there is with these changes, the 79 cent budget.
You're going to have this.
Yes. And then if you have 80, 81,
it'll be 60
or a buck or whatever. Right. It is, as an accelerator, it's pressed or decelerated.
Right.
The only delta at that point is the school.
On this, you will have a pink column or a purple column or whatever, and it'll say, because the proposed budget is the county administrator's budget they're giving. Mm-hmm. You'll have another column here.
Yeah,
and F, it will say proposed advertised budget, and it'll include all the changes you just saw. Where the heck did I? I don't know where they are, and I can't find them today.
Oh, yeah, there they are.
It'll include all those changes.
Got it.
And noted.
I'm ever so slightly concerned that.
What happened here?
Never mind.
No, what's your concern?
I'm not concerned that anything needs to be brought up. I think I've got the answers I need to be able to set stuff up. I'm worried about a matter of timing tomorrow night, because we're going to be here for hours.
Okay.
But it's okay. I'm good, honestly.
I noticed that Almar's budget was like $320 million. It's a little bit more than ours.
My last budget was $165 million, not
$125 million. And yet our debt is $98 million compared to their $92 million. So I think
at the end of the day,
that's very interesting.
Schluter?
Yes,
I say again, excellent job. Great job.
Staff worked hard.
Yeah, I think you've done a good job there.
You made some minor changes, and that's it.
Well, these changes, you still have a choice on. These are just facts that have popped up since the budget was proposed.
You know, appreciate that.
Make a motion.
Mr. Kane?
Yes, sir.
Motion?
I'm sorry.
All set?